Are you looking for a way to save a little money? What about getting your subscriptions under control? If so, then I've got just the solution for you. Rocket Money. With the help of Rocket Money, I was able to find a subscription that I completely forgot to cancel before the free trial was up. I'm sure you've all been there. And Rocket Money can help me cancel it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting and kids subscriptions, it's hard to keep track of exactly what you're spending and how much it all adds up to each and every month. Not to mention the fact that it seems every single day one of those subscriptions suddenly jumps up in price. Rocket Money alerts you when this happens so you're never caught unawares. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With them, I can see clearly what my monthly spending is and how it compares to the month before, making saving money and taking control over my finances so much easier. They'll also try to negotiate lowering your bills up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll even deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
For some, divorce isn't enough. On April 28th, 2004, a man lost his life to a woman who decided to skip the step of divorce and go straight to murder. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Bill McGuire, born in September of 1964, met Melanie Lynn Slate when they worked at the same restaurant. And immediately, they fell head over heels for one another. Later joining the Navy and becoming a computer programmer, Melanie became a nurse at a fertility clinic, and eventually, the pair married in 1999 and later welcomed two beautiful boys into their family. Raising the boys in their Woodbridge, New Jersey apartment, the couple had just recently purchased a much larger $500,000 home in the area and planned on moving in sometime very soon. Closing on their dream home on April 28, 2004, the happy family never got the chance to move in. That's because on that very night, Melanie drugged her husband, shot him twice, and then dismembered his body so she could place them into three matching suitcases. Luggage that was eventually found in the Chesapeake Bay. The following day, the now single mother, whose children were only 4 and 1 when their father was killed, began trying to cover up her tracks by stating that, after a domestic disagreement, Bill suddenly slapped her with an open palm, stuffed a dryer sheet into her mouth, and stormed out of their apartment. While she established an alibi, on April 30th, Bill's 2002 Nissan Maxima was found parked outside the Flamingo Hotel in Atlantic City. And just 5 days later, the first of three suitcases containing his remains floated to the surface, launching a full-blown murder investigation. The second suitcase was found on May 11th by a graduate student out birdwatching on Fisherman's Island, this one containing Bill's head and torso. And on May 16th, a boater found the third and final suitcase floating in the bay near the second island of the bridge and tunnel. On May 20th, Virginia Beach police released a composite sketch of the man whose remains were discovered on Fisherman's Island, and a woman named Susan Rice just so happened to see it and recognized the man as the longtime friend and Navy buddy of her husband's, William Bill McGuire. This is the same day that Melanie signed the papers seeking a divorce from her 39-year-old husband. While she officially filed the papers in Middlesex County on May 25th, investigators, unbeknownst to her, had already named her as the prime suspect in her husband's murder. However, since the murder did not occur in Virginia, officials had to turn the investigation over to the New Jersey State Police, who, also seeing Melanie as their prime suspect, found a handful of incriminating evidence against her. Like the video of her parking Bill's car at the Flamingo Hotel, which, when asked, she claimed was a harmless prank she committed against the husband who, by this point, she had already applied for a protection from abuse order against. They soon learned that on April 26th, 2004, she purchased a .38 caliber handgun from a store in Easton, Pennsylvania, the murder weapon, as well as some bullets, and that she began searching the internet around this time for things like undetectable poisons and how to commit a murder. They also found out that she had been engaged in a long-time affair with coworker Bradley Miller, and that she had used her Easy Pass tag on a toll in Delaware just 2 days after the murder, though she claimed this was for furniture shopping. Just before they charged her with murder, Melanie called Easy Pass and attempted to have the charge removed from her account history. When that didn't work, an unidentified man, believed to be her father, also made a similar call. The plastic bags found with Bill's body were forensically matched with the roll in Melanie's home. The luggage was matched to the set pieces she still had in her basement, and when they found out that he was drugged, they determined that she likely used medications from her job at the fertility clinic. Melanie McGuire was officially arrested on June 2, 2005, just over a year after her husband was killed. Charged with first-degree murder, Melanie made her $750,000 bail, and she pleaded not guilty through her attorneys. Facing additional charges on October 11, 2005, Melanie was indicted by a grand jury on four more counts, and her bail was raised to $2.1 million. Again, making the bail and walking out of jail, on October 26, 2006, she was charged with two counts of hindering apprehension for allegedly writing letters to police trying to get them off her trial. She pleaded not guilty again and was released after posting the $10,000 bail. Finally brought to trial almost 3 years after the murder, prosecutors claimed that her motive was to finally make a new life with her lover, Bradley Miller. Insisting her innocence, however, she claimed her husband was a compulsive gambler who owed a lot of people money and stated her belief that he was killed by the Atlantic City mob. On April 23rd, 2007, Melanie McGuire was found guilty of first-degree murder and was convicted of the lesser charges of perjury, desecration of human remains, and possession of a weapon for unlawful purposes. She was acquitted, however, of the two counts of hindering apprehension, as well as tampering with evidence and possession of Xanax without a prescription. On July 19th, she was sentenced to life in prison plus 15 additional years for the other charges. She will not be eligible for parole until she is 100 years old. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on April 29th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there is always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.